This is 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio. I'm Judy Waters. Sally Estes is well known around the storytelling community for her mama tales. She remembers the following adventure with Miss Sarah as a partial success.
My mother and I decided it would be fun to take a vacation together. Mom and her friend Mary were in their late 80s and usually traveled together, with my mother, Sarah, driving her car. The two families could not see them making another long trip, so it was decided that Mom and I would go on a week-long trip in her car. The main destination was Old Town Williamsburg. We got there early in the morning, and since Sarah could not walk very far, I left her on a nice shady bench and ventured out to find a parking place. I located one about a half a mile down the road, parked, and hiked back to the bench to get Sarah. The day was spent looking at historic buildings, interspersed with visiting antique and candle shops. By late afternoon, we were hot and exhausted and decided we needed to find a motel. I seated Mother once again on the shady bench and started my hike to get the car. I found it and headed back to the pickup zone. The bench was empty and Sarah was nowhere to be seen. After double parking and quickly searching the area, I realized I must do a more intensive search. After finding another place to park, I ran back to the still empty bench. I searched the village, went in all the candle and antique shops, and inquired about ambulances, elderly ladies with heat stroke, and local kidnappers in the area. To no avail. No clues were found. I knew I needed help. I headed for the emergency first aid station and passed an alley. Glancing down the alley, I saw my mom. She was sitting on a bench with an attractive elderly man eating an ice cream cone. They were both talking excitedly. I entered the conversation. "May I cut in?" Looking up, my mom said, "Would you like some ice cream? Albert just brought me a cone." Albert gave me a friendly smile and scooted a little closer to my mother, looking pleasantly innocent. Mom said, "Albert happens to be kin to some people I know in Cherokee, Alabama, where I grew up." "Oh, really, Albert? And who are they?" I said. "The Smiths." Mother was not familiar with that particular family, but she was sure they lived there. What a coincidence. After gathering Mom, Albert, and two half-eaten cones of ice cream, we again headed for the bench. I left to get the car, leaving Mom and Albert in deep conversation, with a promise that they would still be there when I returned. Mom and Albert told each other goodbye, and she got in the car. Darkness had fallen. She turned to me and said, "Has anyone ever told you that you have a gnarly disposition?" Helplessly, I replied, "No." "Well, they missed their chance." And this was the beginning of my trip with my mother.
On the road again. Sally Estes and her mama, both adventuresome and strong-willed. A happy combination for the most part. This is the Sundial Writers' Corner, 189.3, Huntsville.
On the road again. Going places that I've never been. Seeing things that I may never see again. I can't wait to get on the road again. On the road again. Like a band of gypsies, we go down the highway. We're the best of friends, insisting that the world keep turning our way. And our way is on the road again. I just can't wait to get on.